Genesis 49. This evening we'll be talking about the prophetic nature of a blessing. We'll be talking about the power of the prophetic blessing. The power of the prophetic blessing. The prophetic blessing is a spoken declaration by a spiritual authority over the life of an individual. The prophetic blessing is a spoken word, a spoken declaration by a spiritual authority over the life of an individual. The prophetic blessing has the power to control. It has the power to direct the life of a person over whom it is spoken. So when a man with spiritual authority comes and speaks something concerning somebody's life, and the person believes it, it has the power of controlling, channeling, directing the life of a person. In John chapter 6 verse 63, Jesus said, "The word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life." The prophetic blessing has the power to turn around the cross, has the power to bring back to life what is dead. The prophetic blessing has the power to transform the life of a person. The prophetic blessing has the power to make a man to be what he has never imagined before in his life that he can be. The prophetic blessing has the power to change, to transform, and to bring to pass the desire of God upon the life of a person. The prophetic blessing puts a signature, an impartation on the life of a person. We read yesterday, number 6 from 36 to 29 or so. And he said, "This is how you will bless them. Tell Aaron." And he said, "When you bless them, I will put my name on them." That is what the prophetic blessing does. What we bless you with, it puts it on you. Even when you don't want to walk in it, it works for you. I come this morning, and is it evening? This place is always looking like morning. I come this evening, and I decree concerning you. Every word uttered from this altar concerning your life that has not come to pass at this conference, in this prayer meeting, may they find speedy fulfillment. In the name of Jesus. Any power that have stood against the prophetic offering, against the prophetic blessing, against every prophetic utterance concerning your life, let that power be disgraced in this service. In the name of Jesus. The prophetic blessing. Genesis 49. Let's go on the journey. But I want you to pray. So I'm caught in the middle of teaching and praying. Genesis 49. Let's read from verse 1. "And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourself together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days." That is the definition of a prophetic blessing. He was about to die. Then he called all his children together. And he said, "Come, gather. Come and listen to what will happen to you in the last days." And do you know what? I'm going to show you some of them. In reading the scripture, I discovered that everything that Jacob said came to pass in the life of all the children, including the land they will be, including what will happen to them. Some did not recover from it. And up to today, that prophetic blessing of Jacob is still speaking concerning some tribes in Israel. In fact, 9 or 9.5 of the tribe of Israel cannot be found again. But the tribe of Judah is still in existence by the prophetic blessing. We will get to the prophecy concerning Judah. But let's go. Verse 2. Let's go. Verse 2. Verse 2. "Gather yourself together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father." Let's go. "Reuben, thou art my firstborn. You are my might. and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defiledest thou it. He went up to my couch. Go back to verse 3 and put it in New King James for me. Let me use New King James. Sometimes King James confuses me. So let me read New King James. Can we read verse 3? Reuben. Read with me. Let's go. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, excellency of dignity, and excellency of power. Can you call your name? Let me hear. You are Biodu. Put it on verse 3, sir. Please just leave it there for me. Can we go? Put it on verse 3 for me, please. Call your name. Let me hear you. Abiodu, you are first, the might and the beginning of strength. You are excellency of dignity and excellency of power. Call your name and declare that upon yourself. Say, Abiodu, call your name. Call your name. You are the first. You are the best. You are mighty. You are beginning of strength. You have excellency of dignity. You have excellency of power. Can you call your name and decree that again? Hear the word of the Lord. You are the first. You are mighty. You are the beginning of strength. You have excellency of dignity. You have excellency of power. You have excellency of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Now give me verse 4. Unstable as water, you shall not excel. Every word spoken against you that is preventing you from excelling, that word is canceled this evening. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift your right hand, let's pray. Say, any word spoken against my life by any authority figure, any pastor, my parents, by anybody that is working against my life, say today, by the power of your blessing, let that word be reversed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and reverse. I reverse, I reverse, I reverse, I reverse. Any word spoken to me, I reverse, I reverse, I reverse, I reverse, I reverse, I reverse, I reverse. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Your day of blessing will not turn around to be your day of curses.
Amen.
In the name of his father, called them and call him first. If you were there that day when his father started this talk, my firstborn, my strength, my might, excellency of wisdom, excellency of dignity, what will come to your mind? It don't happen. I am about to take over from my father. Every spirit of disappointment plaguing your life, let that spirit be disappointed.
Amen.
Let that spirit be annulled.
Amen.
Can you pray with me? Say, any spirit of disappointment over my life and destiny, say, let that be destroyed. Let that be annulled by the blessing, by the blessing, by the blessing, by the blessing. Every power of disappointment over my life, let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
Amen.
Yesterday, I told you the blessing cannot be reversed. It can only be reversed by sin. And the life of Jacob, of Reuben, is an example. He was about to bless him. Then he remembered what he did to build her. In Genesis 35, verse 22, slept with the father's concubine. The father kept quiet. You know, there are many people that walk around you that when you do anything, they don't talk. They are not like me. If you do anything, we tell you immediately. You know, people that tell you immediately, they look dangerous to you. They are the one that loves you. But when they are quiet, on the day of your joy, on the day you are expecting something, they can strike. Whoever has anything against you that is waiting for an appropriate time to harm you, let the Lord deliver you from their hands.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He lost almost everything. 1 Chronicles 5, 1 to 2. He lost almost everything. He was supposed to have an escalated blessing, but he had none. Look at that. 1 Chronicles 5, 5, 1 and 2. 5, 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2, quickly, sir. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed a firstborn, but because he defied his father's birth, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright. The 11th became first. Because one stupid person played with sin, his generation suffered for it. What are you playing with that your generation will suffer for? Please stop it. Please stop it. Verse 2. Give me verse 2. Yet Judah prevailed over his brother, and from him came a ruler, although the birthright was Joseph. Listen to me. Three things that Joseph lost. He lost the right of a firstborn, the right of a blessing. He lost it. He lost the right of being the ruling authority. Judah got it. He lost the right of a priesthood. In every family that worship any idol, the firstborn is a priest. Reuben lost the priesthood. He lost the double portion of a land. He lost the ruling authority. Stretch forth your hand. I pray for you. Any mistake you made in the past that made you to lose your glory, today let that mistake be annulled.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, Father, arise.
Father, arise.
By your blood.
By your blood.
Deliver me from the mistakes and errors of the past and their consequences. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and deliver me. Arise and deliver me. Arise and deliver me. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Have your seat. He lost the land, double portion. He lost the priesthood. He lost authority as a ruler. In fact, later his descendants rebelled against Moses. They were part of the people that the earth opened up and swallowed. In fact, when you read Deuteronomy 27:13, where they divided them into two, a set will stand on a mountain to bless, another set will stand on another mountain to curse. The children of a concubine, all of them were put on the mountain to curse. Reuben was added to them. He was supposed to be excellency in dignity. He never amounted to anything. Listen to me. Go through the Old Testament. There was no prophet, no king, no judge, no priest that came out of the tribe of Reuben. None. He was supposed to be the most blessed, but he was the one that was cursed. Stretch forth your hand and let me pray for you. Any curse release, whatever you have done in the past that is waiting to manifest for trouble for you in the future, today, by the grace in this house, by the anointing in this house, by the power and the blood of Jesus, those things I annul now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Therefore, every curse of Reuben that is hanging over your life, let that curse be destroyed by fire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The first to break out faces challenges. The first to go to school, the first to prosper in the business, the first to prosper in ministry. You know, if you look at the lineage of Abraham, who was Abraham's firstborn? Abraham's firstborn. Ishmael, who had the blessing? Who was Isaac's firstborn? Esau, who has the blessing? Who was Jacob's firstborn?
Reuben, who has the blessing? Joseph, who was Joseph's firstborn? Manasseh, who has the blessing? Put your hand on your head. Say, what belongs to me cannot be transferred to another. Open your mouth and pray. Whatever belongs to me, my blessing shall not be given to another. 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 In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, We are praying. Can we pray for our children? Lift your two hands up. Say, whatever belongs to our children are not permitted to be transferred to another. Open your mouth and pray. Pray for your children. Pray for your children. Pray for your children. Pray for your children. Whatever belongs to my children, they are not permitted to be transferred to other people. Not permitted. Not permitted. Not permitted. Not permitted. Not permitted. Jesus has shed his blood. He has shed his blood. There are mistakes that cover by the blood. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying.
Amen.
Reuben was a vintage example of the first Shavilas. May that not happen to any member of your family.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go. Verse 5. Simeon and Levi. Verse 5 of Genesis 49. Thank you. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Instrument of cruelty are in their dwelling place. Verse 6. Continue, sir. 6. Let not my soul enter their council. Let not my honor be united to the assembly. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hamstrung an ox. Now verse 7. Cause be the anger, for it is fierce, and they are wrought, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. No wonder Levi had no land. The Lord became his portion. Why? His father decreed. So, you know, it was a day of blessing. But this old man was angry. He was recounting things of the past. He refused to forgive. And you know what? He is a spiritual authority. If you look at the life of Jacob, Jacob is not the one that is supposed to cause his children, because he looks like a worse person than his children. But he has an authority. A man with his spiritual authority, it doesn't matter his weaknesses. When he decrees something, you can be in trouble.
You cannot come and say, Shebi, you too. You call yourself apostle.
Jacob did almost everything wrong. But he was proclaiming some things that affected their children forever. I pray for you. Whoever you have hurt that refused to forgive you, may the blood of Jesus annul all their pronouncement over your life. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray together? Say, any pronouncement from anywhere against me and my family, say, I annul them by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth, let's annul. I 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 annul. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Spiritually, we go to the schools of your children. Any teacher that said anything negative, that is working against our children, we annul and we reverse those words now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Cause is your anger. I will divide them to Jacob and scatter them in Israel. What happened? Dinah was raped. And they said they wanted to marry Dinah. And the children of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, told the tribe, the Shechem people, and said, if you will marry our children, you will marry our sister, you need to circumcise. So they also thought they were wise, that if they circumcised, they would take advantage of Israel. And they were circumcised. In the midst of a circumcision with a pain, they came and they killed everybody, forgetting that their father was a stranger in that land, that people can come together and destroy all of them. Their father never forgot. Anybody that writes wrongdoing in a diary, that have put your name there and is waiting, may the Lord stretch your hand here. Jana Maganta Libokuri Agada Azantara.
Any record that is negative with your name in it, your names are are erased from that record.
Amen.
The names of your children are erased from that record.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know what? In Numbers 1:23, Simeon was the third largest tribe. By the second census, in Numbers 26:14, they were the least tribe in number. Go and check it. Numbers 1:23, they were the third largest. By Numbers 26:14, they were the fewest in number. Can I shock you? Joshua 19, let's read verse 1 and 9. Joshua 19, verse 1 and 9. The second Lord came out for Simeon, for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. They never had their land. They were like Lesotho and Swaziland in South Africa. I don't know anybody that studied maps. They were caught within the land of Judah. Why? Their father declared it. He said, I will scatter them in Israel. Levi was scattered everywhere. Simeon was scattered in Judah. Read verse 9 with me. Let me check verse 9. And we pray. Whatever is scattering you when you are supposed to have an inheritance, may the Lord deliver you from their hands. The inheritance of the children of Simeon was included in the share of the children of Judah. For the share of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of that people. When people appear, you are the third born, or maybe say he was the second born.
Inheritance was given to anybody,
but for the second born, no space was found for him. So he had to go and be scouting with the fourth born. I pray for you. Whatever sin is taken away from your destiny, let the blessing restore back unto you today. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray together? Say, lift your two hands up. Say, deliver me, O Lord, from unrestrained anger. For unrestrained anger. Deliver me from revenge. From vengeance. Vengeance belongs to you. Deliver me from every anger. Every anger. Every unforgiveness. Arise. Arise and deliver me. 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 Deliver me from the plan of the angry. From the evil plan of the angry. From the evil plan of the angry man. Arise and deliver me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Verse 8. Thank God we can get here now. Judah. I want all of us to read together. Let's go. One, two, go. Judah. You are he whom your brothers shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Ah. Continue, sir. Let's go. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down. He lies down as a lion. And as a lion, who shall rouse him? Sir, continue. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people. And Jesus fulfilled this promise because he was from Judah. We thank you. I'm excited. I'm excited. What did Judah do? What did Judah do that differentiated him? It was Judah that suggested the selling of Joseph in Genesis 37, 26, 27. So he was not better than the others. It was Judah that has sexual immorality with Tamar, the daughter-in-law. It was not better, sir. But along the way, when they went to Egypt, and they were taking Benjamin there, he offered himself as a sacrifice. I say, if he does not come back, I give my life for him. Could that be it? Could it be his name? And what's the meaning of his name? Praise. Could it be that a person that praises God always attracts the blessing? You are the mighty man in battle.
You are Jehovah.
You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. A man who praises is a man who is blessed. It is a secret. It is a secret. That was the secret of Judah. He was not different from the others, but he was a man that praised God. In his lineage came David, that was worse than Saul, but he was a man that praises God, and God still forgave him. Are you a praiser? Are you the one that praises God? Are you a person that worships God? The blessing of God is God for the people that praise him. Lift your right hand and can you bless his name? Thank him. Thank him. Can you thank him? Can you praise him? Can you worship 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 him? Praise him, worship him, let him hear your voice. Man in battle, you are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. I worship you. 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 I praise your name. I magnify. I worship you. Atare bokoria gadada da bakaria. Asantara katana ba. Akatara katale bokoria. Rababa da 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 da. Asantari. Maria katana da 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 da. Mighty man of war, lift your hands, appreciate him. Appreciate him, appreciate him. Give him a sacrificial praise. It does not matter what you are going through, just thank him. Just thank him, just thank him. Just bless his name, thank him. Thank him. Thank you. May you receive the blessings of praise. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Let's pray. Let's pray. We are going to pray together. He said, Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Lift your right hand. Let's pray together. Oh Lord, do. Let's say, oh Lord, do. Say, do great and mighty things through me and for me that will provoke the praise of people. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Do great things in my family that will provoke by your blessing, 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 by your escalator blessing,
by your escalator blessing. Do crazy through me and for me that will provoke a blessing. That will provoke the blessing. That will provoke the blessing. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus'
mighty name. We are praying.
Say, by the blessing,
I will be commended.
I will be
recommended.
I will be honored. I will be glorified. Like Judah. Say, by the blessing, I will be commended. I will be recommended. I will be honored. I will be glorified. Open your mouth and pray. By the blessing, my family is commended. My family is recommended. My family is honored. My family is glorified. By the blessing. By the blessing.
By the blessing, I'll be commended. I'll be recommended. Like Judah, in the name of Jesus. Rabatosi Gabarate Kedosaka. Ibarate Kodia Kabarata. Eshanda Bariata.
In Jesus' mighty name,
we are praying.
Amen.
He said his hand shall be upon the neck of his enemies. Can we pray together? Say, my hands.
My hands.
Say, by the blessing of Judah.
Blessing. Say, my hands shall be upon the neck of every enemy of my family. Say, I prevail upon them. Say, I rule and reign over them. Say, I destroy them. Open your mouth and pray. By the blessing, by the blessing. My hand is upon the neck of the enemy of my family. I prevail. I rule. I reign over them by the blessing. By the blessing, 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 in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen. Say, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. Rulership shall not depart from us. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand. Let's pray together. Say, I am enthroned. And all power before me. I am given a position of honor. And all power before me.
I am elevated. And all power before me. Say, I am appointed. And all power before me. Can you open your mouth and pray? I am enthroned. I have a position of honor. I am elevated. I have that appointment. And everything bows before me. 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 By the blessing. 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 In Jesus'
mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
And he called Judah a lion. No wonder Jesus is the lion of a tribe of Judah. Hello. Jesus is no longer a lamb. He died as a lamb. He is a lion now. He is a lion. And his children cannot be chickens. We have the blessing of Judah that makes us lions. We have the blessing of Judah that makes us lions. Can you pray with me? Say, I am a lion.
I am a lion.
I can say, I am a lion.
I am a lion.
Say, I conquer all that is before me without fail.
Say, I belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. Say, I prevail and overcome every situation, every circumstance, every opposition, every competition by the reason of a blessing. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. I belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. I am a giant. I conquer all that is before me. I conquer all that is before me. I prevail and overcome every situation, every circumstance, every opposition, every competition. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name,
we are praying.
Amen.
By the blessing, I receive the anointing of a conqueror. The anointing for conquest. The anointing for conquest. The wicked runneth when no man pursueth. But the righteous is as bold
as a lion.
Jesus is lion of the tribe of Judah. And in that lineage, they don't lose wars. David never lost any battle. They have the anointing of conquest. Anointing of a conqueror for conquest. The last battle you lost is the last one you ever lose until you die.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why?
You have the blessing of a conqueror.
Hello, are you here?
Yes, sir.
No man born of a woman. No woman born of a woman. No man with flesh and blood prevails over you again in life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why?
You have the anointing for conquest. By the blessing of Judah.
In gathering they shall gather. But because the gathering is of the Lord, the gathering shall scatter. Lift your right hand up. Say, I receive the anointing of a conqueror. Say, I conquer. I overcome. I prevail by the blessing. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Canada, Maria, Esetegeria, Macaria Catada, Erecatele, Mazatariaga, Aria Catada, Erecatele, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Are you sure you have the anointing for conquest?
Yes, sir.
We are going to do never again prayers. Never again. By the blessing for conquest.
Blessing.
Never again will I fail.
Never again will I fail.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
I am only going to raise one. Never again will I fail.
You know your life.
By the anointing for conquest and prevailing, you'll be saying some things that should never happen in your life again. Are you here? Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Delay, never again. Sickness, never again. Limitation, never again. Open your mouth and pray. Never again. By the blessing of Judah. Never again. Never again. Never again. Never again. Failure. Never again. Scarcity. Never again. Lack. Never again. Begging and borrowing. Never again. Never again. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Never again. Mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
The scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. Until Shiloh comes. Kingship will not depart from you.
Rulership will not depart from you.
Amen.
Authority will not depart from you.
Amen.
Power will not depart from
Amen.
You. Strength will not depart from
Amen.
You. Position of honor shall not depart from you.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
The scepter, rulership will not depart. They pass it to other generations.
Hello, are you here?
Yes, sir.
I cannot be a lion and my children become a chicken.
It is passed through the generations. Rulership belongs to Judah. And the lion of the tribe of Judah came and died for me.
Okay, Revelation 5:12.
Revelation 5:12. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah.
Look at this.
When the Lamb of God, who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, died, he received these things. It was Adam that lost it. He did not lose it. So when he received it, he did not receive it for himself. He had it already. He received these things for you. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Jesus never lost authority. He said, all power
in heaven and earth has given to me. He never lost it. When he died and he resurrected, he received them for you.
Now look at the screen. Look at the screen.
Rulership. Remember, rulership. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. The scepter comes with this. Oh yeah, look at it. Let's go. Say with a loud voice, what is the Lamb who was slain to receive?
power, riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory.
Lift your two hands up. And Daribo Korea,
say the scepter shall not depart from my family. Say by the blessing. Today I receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and receive. Open your mouth and receive. By the blessing, receive. By the blessing, receive. By the blessing, receive. In Jesus' mighty name,
we are going to pray that God will raise kings and lawgivers from among us. It is the blessing of Judah, and we belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. You know this thing that they do, that empower, is for some people. An NNPC job is for some people. Who told you there are no jobs in Nigeria? In some offices, they report people get jobs every day. It is not announced. For other people, Shwopi empower. Mba, that must change. The king must arise from us.
The lawgiver from our side.
Yes, even this thing in Baptist Church, you want to do, you even want to buy a speaker. You will announce and raise money.
No. Not New Life Baptist Church. Not New Life. Not Rehoboth. What's it mean? God is making room for us. Not in Rehoboth Center.
Kings are raised here. The Lordgiver are raised here. In the name of Jesus. We are going to lift our two hands up. You know, from my family and in this church, Lord, raise kings and lawgivers.
Open your mouth and pray. In my family and in this church, by the blessing of Judah, raise kings, raise lawgivers. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In my family and in this church, raise kings. You know, Judah always goes first.
Many of us Christians, we break protocol of the spirit. We keep breaking protocols.
Judah always
goes first. In Genesis 26, 28, when they were about to go to Egypt, the father sent Judah first. In Numbers 7, 11 to 12, when they were set up in camps, when they want to move out, God said Judah should be the one that will go first. Don't break protocols. Praise to God must always go first before anything in your life.
Praise must always go first.
When, see, there's no atmosphere that is hard. When praise comes, it breaks them out. There will always be a flow of praise.
In Judges chapter 1, from verse 1 to 2, who will go and fight first? Who was it?
It was Judah. It was Judah. You know this thing that we do, that they are still doing praise and worship. Pastor will not have mounted the altar now, the pulpit now. Eh? You have missed it all because you have broken the protocol of the spirit. Praise time is not the time you flip your Bible. God bless you, my base man. God bless you. I'm ready to praise God. I want to dance. So I know you will do the right thing for me. Lift your right hand up.
Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him.
I never see anyone like you. I never see anyone like you.
joyful noise to the Lord. We thank you. We bless you. A song is coming to my spirit. Can people go?
Hard for you to do. He doesn't ask his story.
Tribe of Judah, and we are from Judah also.
Do you have that understanding? And what we have done this evening is to pray the prayers of Judah. I thought we could pray like prayers of 3-5 tribes. Lift your hands up. The things that provoke praise, they shall not be lacking in your family.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blessings of Judah that terminates every morning.
The blessing of Judah that precipitates joy. Let that blessing be upon you and your children.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I release the blessing of life upon you.
Amen.
You shall not die untimely.
Amen.
You shall fulfill your number of days.
Amen.
With long life, the Lord will satisfy you.
Amen.
To every cause of sudden, premature, untimely death is broken in your life and family.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I release the blessing of health upon you.
Amen.
Every affliction of disease.
Amen.
And sickness, they are terminated in your body.
Amen.
Your body is strong.
Amen.
Your organs will not malfunction.
Amen.
Receive good health all the days of your life.
Amen.
None of the diseases of the Egyptians shall come upon your family.
Amen.
The Lord bless your food.
Amen.
The Lord bless your water.
Amen.
You will not be weak.
Amen.
You will not be feeble.
Amen.
You will not be running helter skelter. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I release the blessing of provision and supernatural supply over you.
Amen.
The Lord supply all your needs.
Amen.
According to his riches in glory.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
There shall be no lack.
Amen.
Or shortage in your family.
Amen.
All your needs are met.
Amen.
The windows of heaven are open.
Amen.
To shower you with sufficiency.
Amen.
And abundance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying.